Discussion and possible action on the Texas Water Development Board groundwater surface water interaction study by Aaron Abel, Water Service Manager. This is item number 9.
This item we have before you now is an approval to contribute funds to a groundwater surface water interaction study funded by the Texas Water Development Board, Lower Colorado River Authority, and the Post Oak Savannah Groundwater Conservation District. Both the Lower Colorado River Authority and the board and the Texas Water Development Board approached the BRA last fall to gauge interest in possibly being a part of this study. And some of the questions that you may have is, we truly have a limited scientific understanding of how groundwater interacts with surface water and surface water interacts with groundwater. There's a lot of data out there that is lacking that we need improved understanding. So improving the science and advancing the science will improve our understanding of several things. One is surface water rights. Groundwater pumping and the relationship between alluvial aquifers and the river. How does the river flow into the aquifer and vice versa? And then in-stream flows. In-stream flows are flows in the river that are during normal to drier times. And so the interaction between groundwater and surface water will improve our understanding of how in-stream flows change over time and space, really. There's a geologic aspect of the interaction between groundwater and surface water, and that's one of the things that you can see here in this slide. We'll get a little bit more emphasis on the project itself, but this map over on the right shows both the Brazos River here and then the basin outline in black and then the Colorado River. The project site for this study is located just upstream of Bastrop in Bastrop County, and it's located within the Carrizo-Wilcox outcrop. So there's similar geologic aspects that are at this site that can be found in our basin in Milam and Robertson County. The project goals, basically what's going to happen is there's going to be some instrumentation in the form of groundwater wells adjacent to the river in Bastrop County that will be installed with pressure transducers to measure water level and determine flow rate between the river and the groundwater system there, depending on hydrologic system. So as the river level comes up, you could imagine water flowing into the aquifer, and then as it goes down, the river level goes down, vice versa. So getting a better information and data will help on several different ways. The thought is this project could be used to develop scientific methodologies for future studies in other river basins, such as the Brazos. So it's a project that is needed, and it will advance the science. So the benefits include the establishment of data collection and analysis approach to determine groundwater surface water interactions that could be applied elsewhere in the state. Just gaining a better overall understanding of what's occurring and the interactions between the alluvial aquifers and the river, and also possible strategies to help achieve in-stream flow requirements. So today we're asking for authorization to contribute up to $25,000 for the study. Overall, the study cost for this is $160,000, so BRA would be only contributing up to about $25,000. The project is set to initiate shortly and wrap up towards the first part of 2021. So I'll be happy to answer any questions on this.
Read your resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager /CEO to contribute up to $25,000 to the scope of work of the Texas Water Development Board groundwater surface water interaction study to further develop the understanding of the hydrology between groundwater and surface water systems. And be it further resolved that the General Manager /CEO is authorized to negotiate and execute any required contracts or interlocal agreements with the Texas Water Development Board that are necessary to facilitate the scope of work.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Who said that? Director Crone made the first motion, and who said?
Second.
Board Taylor. Second by Director Taylor. Please pull the board.
Presiding Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Zaitina.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Henderson.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Crone.
Yes.
Director LaChance.
Yes.
Director Lattimore.
Yes.
Director Leslie.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Sanderson.
Yes.
Director Scott. Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Wilson.
Yes.